Back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Want to give a shout out to my buddy Coleman attorney Josh O'Neill, the real deal Josh O'Neill. He sat in for Big D this past Tuesday night on Understanding the Law.
Man, it was a really great show. Watching him talk to himself, it's like he had a mirror, you know, answering his own questions.
Hey, Josh can do it now.
I tried to help Josh out a little.
He's a talker. He can talk.
We got into some deep subjects, and if you missed it, they're on their website. You can find it under the show archive.
Awesome. Check it out. So everybody check it out on the Live 95.5 Facebook page or the website, and all of these are archived. You can listen to them. So, hey, it's sunny and a bit warm, so that's awesome. I was just listening to the commercial prior to the intro of the Big D Radio Show about folks volunteering their time, which is a wonderful thing. I was glad to hear that. Danielle and I will be donating our time as MCs at the barbecue competition at the Strawberry Festival. All proceeds go to the Link of here in Coleman. And Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment is also going to be providing free music. So it's awesome. I don't read sign language, Danielle. Sorry. May the 5th, Strawberry Festival. So make sure. Look, you know, if you want to join this barbecue competition, bring your grill, and I don't think there's any charge for you to actually enter the competition, and they're going to give away free cash prizes. So come by and see Little D and Big D as we MC this event and play some music for a few hours. It's going to be great fun, and we just love supporting the Link of Coleman. They do a lot of great things for Coleman. With me, Bobby Hill, pastor of New Life Church. And good to have you, Bobby.
Great to be here. Yes, it is.
Great to be here. And look, it won't be long. It's going to be warmed up to about 80 or 90 degrees, and we're going to be basking in the sun, Bobby.
It's a pretty nice day for middle of winter right now.
It is. Look, just having a blue sky to look at, that's a miracle to me.
Yeah.
So I'm just eating that up right now. So
yeah,
big things on the horizon. We do have Jam Fest 2018 coming up this Saturday, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama. We have 9 acts. So look, it is a little bit of country and it is a little bit of rock and roll. So we have a brand new headliner that we announced a few weeks ago. Round 2 is our headliner, and man, it's gonna be a great show. Great concessions, a lot of good food to eat, and just a jam up good time. It's only $10 to get in at the gate. That's it. $10. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, go ahead and go to a concert at Birmingham, Huntsville. You're probably going to pay $65, $165, $365 per ticket. And, yeah, that's a lot of money. So Danielle and I are providing a great venue for local talent for everybody to come hang out and have a good time.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, 3 p.m. to midnight, $10 only to get in. Bobby, would you like to get us started off with a prayer?
Yes, Father God, we are thankful to you that you love us. You've demonstrated that to us. You've called us to be yours and invited us to participate in all that you're doing in the earth. We thank you for every opportunity that we may bring you glory in any way possible, Father. We thank you for this time that we have, this radio show, the hearts of those who carry it on, Father, that there is a light that shines in our community that brings us together and brings you glory. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Let me tell you something. We have a wonderful community in Coleman, you know, and it's always the butt of all jokes. I mean, we know that, and it has been for the last 30 years. If you want to go somewhere that's got a bank, a restaurant, and a church, it's Coleman, Alabama. So.
I mean, a bank, a restaurant, and a church.
And a church, because there's a church on every corner, a restaurant, and a bank. So
well, there you go.
I've heard that many times for many years.
I have too, yeah. I have too. And, yeah, I went up to the ribbon cutting for the new fire station today.
Was that at Logan or which one?
No, right up here on 157.
157.
Beside Merchants Bank, Piggly Wiggly there.
Yes, yes.
The third fire station, number 3.
I did not
for
know
the
that.
City. Yes.
Where have I been? That's all
it's
I want to know.
Brand new. I guess they've been operating it maybe about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I guess. But it's been a long time in the vision, just hearing the city council and the mayor, former mayor, some of those talking today.
I got a little inside info on that. So,
yes, let's hear
it. I am participating as part of VOAD, which is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disasters.
Yes.
We're kind of affiliated with EMA, of course, the radio station. We want to be, you know, closely tied in with the city government and county government, you know, during the events of severe weather.
Certainly.
Their opening night that broke them in, lack of a better term, was the night we all got suffered by hail damage.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Wow. And that was supposed to be the ribbon cutting, and they postponed it because of that event.
That fits in perfectly.
You heard it here first.
We did. I did not know all that. So yeah, but they've been planning. That's been in vision for the city for all the way back at least to 2000.
Wow.
When they first started thinking about talking about a third fire station. And so, you know, it speaks to how Coleman is growing and
it is.
And that and developing and the need that we have for the services in the community.
Exactly.
And so it's pretty exciting. It's a really nice facility.
Coleman is a growing city, let me tell you.
Yes, it is.
Since I moved here in 1978, wow, has it expanded. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So, look, just in case you hear some background music, we do have round two in studio. So they're back there playing.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do. That's round two back there playing.
Okay.
So they're going to be in here jamming here in a little while.
How awesome is that? I didn't realize that.
The headliner of JamFest 2018, round two.
Too bad I have to take out of here in a few minutes. I have to leave my radio on.
We jamming out.
Of course, I do have their CD on my phone.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, I can listen to them anytime.
Exactly.
Anytime I want to. So, yeah, so we are, you know, we've come through that Easter season. And just talking about, you know, the resurrection. And it's just an exciting time. You know, in the continuation of the historical events of Christianity, you know, we're in that time between when Jesus resurrected and ascended, and there was 40 days there that the resurrected Jesus walked up on the earth, you know, as a resurrected man. And that's a pretty incredible thought.
Exactly.
You know, and I know we've been talking some about, you know, what did he look like and,
right,
you know, how, what kind of body did he have and et cetera. And of course, there were those who didn't recognize him, you know, various things
exactly
about that. But the one thing, a couple things about the resurrection is, you know, number one, it proves that there is life after death.
Right.
So that's good. It also promises that there's life before death. And that's an incredible thought that we find in the scriptures is that the power of the resurrection that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that is infused within believers when we believe in Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so I hear people, and I've even in my past have said at times, I hear people saying, that, you know, they're trying to live a Christian life. You know,
right,
or how hard it is,
right,
to live a Christian life. And when we say that, I believe we say that out of a misconception of what the gospel really is and what it is God really intends, what he expects. Because many times we think that God is expecting us to live a good moral life out of our own effort and strength. And that is absolutely not what God wants. God is looking for a new creation of beings that is infused with the Spirit of His Son, which is the Holy Spirit, that is that power that raised Him from the dead. So the Christian life is living out of that. And certainly we have a role to play in that process, but just thinking about the resurrection and what a resurrected man looks like and how he acts and what he's capable of and what all that implies should give us encouragement in our own hearts and lives as we live the Christian
right
life, because it is living out of the Spirit of Christ. And so I think there have been a lot of misconceptions about that. And so for me, this Easter especially, just contemplating the resurrection has been very fruitful in my own heart and life, and thinking about that and being at peace about where I am.
Well, Bobby, can you say that, You know, and I've heard many times, you know, in the past throughout my life, when somebody has given their life to Christ, mm-hmm. and they have the Holy Spirit in them, mm-hmm. you know, and they act a different way mm-hmm. than they did before. They, you know, and you'll often hear people say, that man, that woman, they're living a different life. Mm-hmm. You can tell by the way that they act.
Yes.
You know, and it's just a wonderful thing mm-hmm. to see how they have come along and, mm-hmm. you know, away from the ways that they was before Christ.
And I think that always happens. And I think that's kind of an automatic thing, what you're talking about. So it wasn't that they necessarily tried, per se, to live a different life. It's just they're different.
You're exactly right.
And that's what you're saying.
That's my point.
You're saying, well, they're just different.
Exactly.
And because they're different, now they live different. They act different. And so that's the beauty of Christianity, it's not out of our own humanness. That we are trying to be Christians, and yet I do believe there's folks still do that a lot, and that's just it's contrary to what Jesus taught, and I think to what God expects, and so you know, when we give our life to Jesus or our heart to God, however we say those right. things, whatever words we use to bring about that concept of salvation, of being born again or regenerated, whenever that happens, that is that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, does enter into union with us, and we are infused with that power, that resurrection power. And so what we can get from that is the idea that the power that it takes to bring a dead human man back to life is the same power that it takes to bring someone who's a sinner to be a Christian.
Right.
It's the same power. It requires a resurrection, because the original creation, the creation of Adam, is dead, is spiritually dead. And so to be alive again, you have to be resurrected. And that's what salvation is. That's what Christianity is. We come into union with the Spirit of Christ, and then we are regenerated, and we become alive in Christ. And so, and I realize that sometimes those concepts may be difficult to grasp, because as humans and being part of the human race, it's sometimes difficult for us to understand and identify with the human race is actually spiritually dead. And so thinking that and realizing that and seeing what kind of power it takes. So just as we don't have the power to raise our own selves from the dead physically, we don't have the power to raise ourselves from the dead spiritually either.
Right.
There's nothing we can do of our own to raise ourselves from the dead spiritually. So that's the beauty of Christianity, and that is the beauty of being a Christian, is that we get to participate in the resurrection of Jesus Christ in a very personal way by sharing His Spirit. And so, you know, we just want to encourage, you know, everyone out there. We want to encourage them, you know, if you're trying to
live a Christian life,
then you may have the wrong idea
or misconception
about what the Christian life is. You may be misunderstanding that. And I don't want to discourage people to, you know, I know there's a certain element of effort or trying, I guess, that we do in our lives. It's just that when it comes to the spiritual things of God and of Christ, you can't try to do them. You either can or you can't.
But I think it's a conception amongst people that have given their life to Christ recently or just now or today. They feel that there is some part that they have to try to live that Christian lifestyle.
Yes, absolutely. And I think everybody feels that on some degree, because it's the human part of us that wants to feel like we have to do something
right.
in order to be okay or to be spiritual or be righteous or be holy. And that is the misconception.
Right.
It's a human misconception. That is not the way God sees
it. And I just want everybody to know that having that Holy Spirit within you, it really changes you from going back from your former past life that you lived before.
Yes.
So you have a new life.
Absolutely. It gives you the power and the ability that makes you different. And I think our participation in that many times is just our choice. It gives us a choice. Without the Spirit of Christ within us, I believe as part of the fallen, corrupt nature of sin, of Adam, we are doomed to act and be a certain way.
Right.
And in many respects, you don't have a choice. I mean, you're going to sin because you're a sinner. You can't right. help that. So you don't have a choice. But as Christians, I believe that gives us a choice. And so now our participation is we can choose. Are we going to choose to live according to the old nature, the nature of Adam, or are we going to choose to live according to the new nature, the nature of Christ?
You know, Bobby, and it's about choices, because let me tell you something. You can give your life to Christ today, and I'm going to tell you right now that tomorrow Satan is still there, and he's going to tempt you, and he's going to tempt you next week and next month, but it's your choice to do the right thing.
It's your choice. So it is about choice. And once you make the right choice, I believe that there is a power available, the Spirit within us, available to give us the ability to follow through with that choice.
Exactly.
So it's not that I have to choose and then I have to muster up the effort somehow, or, you know, feel horrible with guilt and condemnation because I know that I'm not capable of following through with my choice. No, I'm dependent now upon the Spirit within me to give me
exactly.
that power.
So I want new Christian people to know, let me tell you something, you're not going to be sinless in this world, okay? Because there's been many times I may have hit my thumb with a hammer and I cuss like a sailor for a minute, but
right,
I shouldn't have.
Well, we may have to re-identify sin too. You know, I think there's misconceptions about what
exactly.
God thinks about sin too.
Right.
So there, anyway, there's a lot of things out there, but just coming to the place where we're willing to believe the truth about Jesus and then allow the Spirit to work within us. To always choose to believe in Jesus and choose to follow the Spirit as He guides us, and that is success.
It is.
That's definite success.
And I just want to everybody, you know, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it a million times. Let me tell you something. There's two things that's real: heaven and hell. Mm-hmm. And you have a choice today to make your decision of where you want to go, and that's just
absolutely.
The bottom line. You know, he gave his son on that cross, and your sins are covered. And that's just the bottom line. You need to have that personal relationship with him from this day forward.
Yes, the blood of Jesus has been spilt for all sin for all time. And so many people have an idea that they can't be forgiven for whatever reason, you know. It's really prideful to think that you've sinned so much you can't be forgiven.
I mean, exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're the worst one there
right.
ever, right?
Yeah. No.
That's really pride's all
that
is. But the idea that the blood of Jesus is not enough to cover your sins, that's,
exactly. Because, you know, Bobby, we have seen in the news before where we have had convicted killers in prison for 30 years, and they said, and this is hearsay, before he got executed, he accepted Jesus Christ in his life, and he meant it.
Yes, absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
Yes.
There's a place for him in heaven.
And you know, from God's perspective, there's no difference in any of us. Sin is pretty much sin. And so, you know, God's not choosy about that. When we choose to believe in Jesus and accept His forgiveness, and I think that's a better word for us to think about rather than trying to get God to forgive us for something or do something for God so that He will forgive us. That's the misconception, but it's more about, am I willing to believe and accept
exactly
that His sacrifice is enough?
And it is.
And, you know, so once I believe that, choose to believe that, now I'm forgiven.
Exactly.
Because I chose to believe that I am forgiven because He has forgiven me. And so, really, honestly, the Christian life is so much more simple than I think a lot of us have made it.
Exactly.
It's really simple.
So I wonder if round two is going to play a tune as we go to our commercial here in just a minute.
This is for Bobby.
Oh, this is for Bobby.
This is for Bobby.
What?
Is this one for this one?
It should be on.
They have come in here behind me, and here we are. They doing?
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robbie. Happy birthday to you.
That was incredible. Awesome.
And it was
Bobby's birthday just recently. He turned 29 once again.
Man, that's awesome, buddy. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's personally from round two and Big D
Show. From round two. That's lucky.
And we have it recorded.
Yes, we have recorded people watching it live. How about that? That's awesome.
I feel special.
If we just had some birthday cake, I'd be a little bit happier.
We can order that up.
I'd like some birthday cake right now. Wow, that's special.
Wow.
Props to round two for popping in there and singing happy birthday.
Round two. But they are some wonderful guys. Round two, man, the whole band is just incredible. They're incredible.
There's so much talent there.
They all are. They love God, and God loves them. And
exactly.
They're just great people, and we love them very much, and we enjoy their music.
Exactly.
We sure do.
So you can catch them this Saturday. They're going to be hitting the stage about 10:30 p.m. at Camp Liberty Battleground, Alabama. Be playing till midnight. So everybody needs to come out and check out round two. They play everywhere here in Coleman and throughout North Alabama, and it's just incredible talent. I mean, I've listened to bands all my life, and you'll never see true musicians in such a band like round two is.
That is the truth, and you will not be disappointed.
Oh, no.
You will be very glad that you came listen to round two.
Incredible.
So I've been serenaded by round two.
Is that the first time, Bobby?
Yes, it is, and on the radio.
On the radio. Well, Bobby Hill, thank you for being in the Big D Radio Show once again. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for what you do.
It's my pleasure.
Coming up, folks, round two is in studio. They're going to be playing some tunes for us. We're going to talk about JamFest 2018. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Coleman County.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, Just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me.
So I kind of screwed up. So let me jump in for a second. Repeat after me. You're listening to Live 95.
You're listening to Live 95.
Coleman's Independent Radio.
Coleman's Independent Radio.
WRJM.
WRJM.
LP.
LP.
Coleman.
Coleman.
Now you got to say it all together. WRJM LP Coleman.
If you write that down for me, I'll remember it.
I'll remember it as I'm reading it.
I said it, so it counts.
That's all that matters. And my opinion of anything I say is not Jay's opinion. Let's get that straight right now. So there's my disclaimer. So look, we have round two in the house. They are the headliner for JamFest 2018. We encourage everyone in the Coleman community to come out, because guess what? You're going to have the opportunity to win Rock the South tickets at the concert. So there you go. We have in our possession Rock the South tickets, and you're going to have a chance to win. So make sure you come out to JamFest 2018, 3 p.m. until midnight. We've got 9 acts that's going to be playing, and it's going to start at 3 p.m. So
Danielle said something about a sound check, and I nodded my head no, because this is all live radio. But now I'm perfectly willing for them to do whatever and tell me to turn something up or down. And
okay,
you know,
that sounds good.
Everyone just has to listen. So
me they.
Yeah.
Can
you
hear?
Give me
that.
You sound
la 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 la
la la
la
la
la
la.
Hello.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Sweet me.
I'm a victim of circumstance. Look at the grouse.
Oh, me.
This was you. You brought us in here.
Yes,
this is all your fault.
But let me tell you something. One of the best times I had when I had Gary in here, and he was telling me how he became a musician, and he was turned on to Kiss when he was about 12 years old, I think, and that just fired me up right there.
I guess I tickled Jay last week. I had to show him myself, and he said, "I don't have to play."
Yeah,
I
play
the Rolling Stones. Play anything you want.
I love it. Look, and my Coleman attorney Melvin Haston, he is a big Kiss freak like I am, so we mill together well.
Yeah.
So make sure you vote for him, circuit judge, in June. Just in case I get in trouble or something, I need to go see a judge. Which these guys never get in trouble because all they're doing is playing music every single weekend all around Coleman in North Alabama, and they do private parties if you want to give them a call and let them come play at your event or wedding. So there you go.
There we go.
You guys playing the Strawberry Fest?
We are.
We are.
Oh, you were? I thought I was saying that.
So we are going to be the MCs at the Strawberry Festival for the barbecue competition, and we're going to play some tunes, all free services, as we want to contribute to the link, and hope we raise a lot of money for them. So y'all come check out the round two at the Strawberry Festival. Maybe we can get Dave to come up there and help MC some too.
Now we are... I'll put this mic a little closer. We have an early slot this year. Normally when we play Strawberry Fest, we are... later on in the evening, sometime next to last band, sometimes the last band. But this year we are going to be playing at
noon.
Okay. So we'll be out there early.
Awesome.
So all around two
and I'm in the community band, and we played just before y'all, so y'all going to have to kick us off the stage. But we'll let Ken stay up there because Ken's your drummer.
Well, yeah, that's right. He'll just stay, and we'll just go on from there. Ken's going to play with everyone this year, so he'll be there and just stay. So
check out round two at noon. And I think the barbecue competition is like from 9 until 2 p.m. So we're gonna be there the entire time. And then Cosmic Sound is kicking at Divine Mont to do a birthday party. So there we go. So what's going to be the first song that we're going to play this evening?
Well, we did Happy Birthday. I mean,
what more do I want?
Which one was it?
The Poco.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, round two.
Tonight I'm gonna break away. Just you wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refuses to unwind. Stars in a summer sky that fall without a sound, and then pretend that you can hear these teardrops coming down. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my refuses to unwind. Ooh, crazy love. Tonight I'm gonna break away. Just you wait and see. Faded memory. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refuses to unwind.
I guess I should have clarified, all of round two is not here, but we do have Brian Hayes, Dave Hayes, and Gary Evans in studio. So,
hey.
Half of round two is here. Round one.
Would that be
two-thirds? No, it's got to be one.
Actually, we have determined that when only half of the members are here, we are pi.
Oh, that, yes, that is correct.
We are 3.14, however many digits you want to go out. So it's just...
I love pie.
We all love pie. So look, we hope that you guys get there in plenty of time because we do. We want to thank Carlton's Italian Restaurant because they're going to be feeding all of you guys on Saturday and with all the bands and the solo artists. So we appreciate Carlton's Italian Restaurant that's going to cater the food for all these guys. We appreciate it very much. So.
Excellent.
We appreciate Creative Design for putting our banner.
Creative Design. Oh yeah, they have donated a really great banner and shirts that we're going to actually. One of my DJs built a homemade T-shirt launcher. So we went out, we tested it out, and it works as well. So we've got like, I don't know, 70 shirts that we're going to shoot out of that cannon and sweet. Out in the audience. So
no, that sounds frightening.
It's fun, though.
No pun intended.
Yes, you can shoot two shirts at a time.
Homemade T-shirt launcher.
Yeah. Oh, you got to see it, Gary. It's neat.
And
it's
valve.
Yeah, one valve on it's made out of PVC. We have an air compressor in the back that nobody sees that we're going to hook up to this thing. And
All right. This is kind of like the Jeff Foxworthy thing where you put NASA and Alabama in the same.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's your sign.
Homemade rocket launching T-shirt machine. So
we tested it. It worked perfectly, and I didn't want to spend $1,500 on a brand new one. So. I think I spent $50 to build this one out of PVC pipe.
$50, folks, again. Parents, hide your children.
Hide your wife.
Just remember, $10 entrance fee at the gate for JamFest 2018. The proceeds go to buy a decent T-shirt cannon for next year. Okay, so you need to come out and support JamFest so that next year they will have a mother-tested, kid-approved, or a kid-approved, mother-tested, whatever it is, T-shirt launching machine.
All right, so when you get there at 10:30, you're going to watch Dave Hayes grab this T-shirt launcher and actually use it and blow a few T-shirts out. So it's on you, big guy.
No, not going to do it.
You'll love it if you ever shoot one T-shirt.
We need him to be able to sing and walk.
It really is a lot of fun. Y'all,
it is fun.
I mean, I hit 50 yards. No problem.
Hey, look, that's what you get when you watch YouTube. You learn how to
high
build those
stuff. High velocity T-shirt, right?
just be sure not to shoot at the people in the front row, right?
So what brings you into the hospital, sir? Well, I got hit in the eye with a T-shirt.
And then Big D loaded a tennis ball, and it was over.
So, which T-shirt can you see better, this one
or this one?
Well, the second one's a little blurrier.
But that's when I put the post up because
Jesse Irwin Creative Design designed all these shirts and banners.
Yes,
great designer.
Creative Design is giving these T-shirts away.
Do band members get a free T-shirt?
I'm sure we'll.
Do we get a
shirt? I'm sure we'll hook you up.
Yeah, if we had round two T-shirts, we would give some of those out as well. But okay. We could shoot out some IOUs or something. You know, it's like.
Are you guys gonna have CDs? We
are out of CDs. We are needing to make a new batch. We just haven't done that yet. We don't have any T-shirts. We don't have stickers. We have nothing.
Well, look,
we have no swag.
What kind of band are we?
We're a band with no swag.
I was about to say that.
Well, in today's modern technology, people, just bring your phones and put it on video. So you'll have a recording of round two. And if you want a picture of round two, then we'll do selfies with you. That's no problem.
Thank God
for modern technology.
Aren't you doing the meet and greet kind of thing?
You can all
meet and greet round two, and we'll sign autographs and act like celebrities that
have
not
pictures made
or something.
I think you got a big magic marker a while ago. I've got some wife beaters at the house. We can put the round two emblem on the wife beaters and shoot them out.
Wasn't that a song by Santana? Got a black magic marker.
See, there we go.
Got a black
it
magic marker.
It all ties
marker.
In.
And so Jay, since I'm going to give him a hard time, and I know he can hear me, says that we're putting on a country concert. I hope you guys approve him wrong.
It's a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll. It's almost like Donnie and Marie.
I was going to say, are we the Osmonds now? A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
Okay, so I approve of everybody who's come through here. I have not run anybody off, but for the most part, it's country. Now, I've heard Round 2 many a times. Did I say that English League correct? I think I have.
But you didn't say English League correct.
And I approve, if that matters. It really doesn't, but, you know.
Since you mentioned English, go ahead. Give us, for our bilingual friends in the audience.
Bienvenue. Nous appelons Round 2.
There we go.
Was that French or Spanish?
Hey, Google, translate that. Right.
I was just asking.
Here's little known facts about Round 2. Do you know Gary was a French teacher?
Did not know that.
He's an art teacher as well. Decatur High School?
That's correct.
That? Decatur High School. French and art.
How about that?
We have a lot of teachers in this band, as a matter of fact.
Dave has taught many, many of times.
Gary is a teacher. Dale is a teacher. You teach people at work. Ken is a teacher. So.
And y'all really don't want to get me started on the difference between country and, like, pop, but since they're so close to one another.
Wait. Now, are you talking real country, or are you talking what's on the radio now? Because it's real country now is pop.
Well, you know, if you ask Taylor Swift, she's got a country version and a pop version.
No, she's pop. She always has been.
I agree.
And before I started Live 95, I worked for a little station up in Florence called Q107. And across the hallway, they had a little station called Kix 106. They weren't really little. One was like 100,000 watts, and the other one was like 60,000 watts. So, yeah, they weren't little. We shared music. We, like, threw CDs across the hallway. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
But then I also got this question from Bama Country, who said, we're mixing it up. So
Bama Country is going to do a little Southern rock and probably a little country. So.
Well, we are primarily, when people ask, they say, well, Round 2, what do you guys do? And the best way to sum up what we do is 70s AM radio. Because a vast majority of our stuff comes out of the 1970s. It was stuff you heard on AM radio. Full of harmonies, good music. We can throw down with some heavy stuff if we need to, but really the hardest stuff we do would be the Doobie Brothers, I guess, something like that. But
I will say this, while y'all were playing Crazy Love, I thought that has got to be like the hardest song to sing. I mean, I'm not going to try to sing it, but just thinking about trying to sing that gives me a headache.
Well, it's a fun song. It's one that we don't do a lot as a band, but, you know, it's there when we need it. It's one of those back pocket kind of songs.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of singers, though, nowadays they're trying to go that country route, which is not country. But, I mean, who would have ever thought that Darius Rucker would have went from Hootie and the Blowfish to supposedly playing country?
I'll go you one better. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith has a country album.
Does he really?
Yes.
I'll go you one better.
Oh.
Tom Jones went country.
Tom Jones.
Well, he came to this country, but does that count?
Yeah.
He's from Wales.
I did not know that. Tom Jones is from Wales.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I'll tell you one better.
Oh, here
tell
we go.
Tell us.
Oh, Lord.
The lead singer for Stained is now country.
Yeah, that's true.
Did not know that either. Wow, we're just gaining all kind of knowledge, aren't we?
It's an easy market. I don't know. I shouldn't say that.
Why this show is on the air, to educate the people music.
We are educating.
An easy market, because nobody at a radio station knows anything about music.
Of course not.
I will just toot my own horn a little bit, something you may not have known. I came very close to being in that country market.
Oh, really?
I was approached, this would have been about 15 years ago, I was approached by a woman who worked Music Row in Nashville. She had moved her operations to Atlanta, and she wanted to sign me to a contract, to a management contract. And I met her studio guys and her songwriters, and we talked video concepts and all this other stuff. And 15 years ago, this was the front wave of the pop country stuff that's out there now. And I turned her down. I said, well, first of all, a record company is not going to put money in a 40-year-old singer. I was 40 at the time, and I said, this is just not going to happen. I had a little bit of sense. Now, if I had been 20, I'd have been on the bus before the ink was dry on the contract.
Exactly.
But, you know,
exactly.
40 is big difference.
Exactly. What is song number two coming up?
Song number two. It's on the flip side.
Bring
on
the words.
Oh, yeah. Gary needs words.
I need words. That's one thing I've discovered, and some
words?
Of the folks heard.
You've discovered words?
Yes. It's only words, and words are all I've got to take your heart away. No, it's one thing I've discovered once I crossed that 5-0 mark a few years ago, that my memory is just not what it used to be. So for those brothers and out there who know what I'm talking about, just give me an amen.
We all know. Amen.
All right.
This is actually an old Loggins and Messina song.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. We've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change. Love. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Seems as though a month ago I was beta guy. Never got high. Oh, I was a sorry guy. Now I smile and face a girl that shares my name. And I'm through with the game. This boy will never be the same. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Pisces Virgo rising is a very good sign. Strong and kind, and the little boy's mine. Now I see a family where there once was none. We've just begun. Yeah, we're gonna fly the sun. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a change of love. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love the girl that holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love her and she'll bring you love. And if you find she helps your mind, buddy, take her home. Don't you live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a change. Love, love. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
Round two. Incredible. If I can remember the lineup, that's what I'm going to try to do, starting at 3 p.m. Jesse Priest, Andrew Cranford, Overflow, Bethina and Brian Hayes,
that's you,
R.G. Darnell, Bama Country, Ben Mosley and the Contraband, and Round Two.
He apologizes if you're listening tonight. Big D apologizes.
I do apologize. So, Baybrook, and then Round Two.
And then he calls her his girl. Yeah. That's my girl.
That's my girl. I can't remember her name. But look, I was close. That was pretty good.
You were close.
That's so, I was going to start at 3 p.m. and go all the way to midnight. Ooh. I do have some Bloomin' Festival tickets on me that I'm going to be giving away at... I'm sitting on them right now. I'm going to be giving them away at Jam Fest 2018. I've got several pair I'm going to give away, so you can actually go on Sunday. I mean, I love it. Do y'all ever go to Bloomin' Festival?
I have.
I love the Bloomin'.
Every year.
I love the Bloomin' Festival. So. Yeah, we're going to go. I have a little thing. I go in and buy lemonade as soon as I walk in on the right, and then I buy the almonds, and then I just walk around.
Oh, you got to get the monk bread. Come on.
That's right.
Oh, we get one of them, too.
Yeah,
it's made from real monks.
Exactly.
And but I get to shoot the rubber band gun.
The rubber band gun. Well, I did find out something. When I used to work out there for a short time, and the Bloomin' Festival is one of their big, big money makers for the year. This is where they draw a lot of their revenue for the school year, for the school itself, for different projects and things that are going on at school. This is their big money maker. So everyone within the sound of my voice, you need to go to Bloomin' Festival. You'll find something out there for everybody. There's live music, there's crafts, there's flowers, obviously. It's a blooming festival.
Exactly.
A little bit of everything, but they encourage you to come and stay all day. There's always something to be done. And spend a lot of money. I mean,
exactly.
It's not about buying things. It's about giving money to the school. They do a great thing out there. They've got a great school, and they need the money.
You know, and here's the thing. Like, there's a lot of Coleman folks that go there. But you can look at car tags, and they're from Shelby County, they're from Birmingham, Decatur, Huntsville. Everybody in North Alabama comes to the Bloomin' Festival.
Well, I used to think, what kind of people drive from out of state to go to these festivals? And now I am one of those people. My wife and I drive to Wisconsin to go to a one-day fish fry.
Yes,
so there's people that come from all over the Southeast, from all over the country, really, to come to Bloomin' Fest. And they make it an annual pilgrimage. They come out there and support the school and the abbey and the monastery and everything that's out there. And while you're there, I think they do discounts also on
the grotto.
Yes, I went blank there for a second.
Now don't they usually always give away a used car?
They're giving one away. It's a Renegade.
Renegade.
But
yeah,
it's like
it's a raffle. It's
yes.
a raffle.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is it by the co-op that does that? Or who?
Yes.
They give away the vehicle.
Five chances or $25. I know.
I mean, what? Yeah.
Well, then also during the year they do the drawdown where they have a new vehicle that they sell tickets are usually $100 per ticket, and then they do a drawdown and they make a lot of money.
Can
there.
You imagine
and they
buying
have some
one ticket
great
and
prizes.
That'd
be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. $100. I don't know.
But even still, think about it though. What are the odds if you're buying a $30,000 vehicle and if you buy five chances?
Exactly.
You spent $500 and you win a car.
Right.
It's like Price is Right.
Exactly. Or Oprah.
Yeah. Well, you have to reach under your seat to get that at Oprah. Though, so.
My aunt is watching from Central Florida.
Hey,
Central
aunt
Florida.
Central Florida. Hey!
Hip hop array.
Look, I think we have time for one more song.
Really?
Yep, we do.
Oh, have we got one more song?
Have we got one more song?
Are we going to do the...
I guess we can.
Well,
all right.
We have time for one more. This is one that we have never done before, actually.
Yeah.
We learned it out in the lobby.
First time ever on the Big D Radio Show.
I need that. Yeah,
thank you. Make sure Gary has words, by the way.
No, I'm singing this.
Oh, you're singing now.
Sure. Brian's got some chords.
Okay, I disappeared.
How does this work?
Nothing like live radio to really try things impromptu. Great.
This is a song that Gary and I have kind of tinkered around with a little bit. The whole band has never done it. Brian has learned it just outside just a few minutes ago.
Wow.
I sang this at a wedding about 20 years ago, and that's probably about the last time I sang this.
Wow.
So
cool.
So we'll give it a shot. So this is country, by the way. My life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you till all the mountains are valleys and every ocean is. Sun doesn't shine till time stands still until.
see you and me for a lifetime until the last moon's rising. You see the love in my eyes, my love. I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine, till time stands still, until the winds don't blow. When today is just a memory to me, I know I'll still be loving, I'll still be loving you. I'll still be loving, I'll still be loving you.
Ladies and gentlemen, round two, check them out this Saturday, JamFest 2018 at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. You can't miss the place. It's got the hugest, is that a word? Is that a word?
We'll take
the
it.
Biggest.
We'll take it. Big,
it is now, it says is Brian now. Hayes.
Big D word.
Yes, I just created that word on air. Hugest. Biggest American flag flying in North Alabama, and it's right there on 157 Highway. You can't miss it. So 3 p.m. till midnight, come check out these guys along with all of the other acts. You will have that opportunity for Rock the South tickets, Bloomin' Festival tickets. We're going to have some great food out there. It's just going to be fun. So check us out next Tuesday for Understanding the Law. Triple Threat, Big D, Little D, Coleman Attorney Melvin Haston, as we talk about law. And then come back next Thursday as we're going to talk about what happened at JamFest 2018. Gary Evans, if you will, pray us out of here, and then we'll get out of here.
Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, you came to redeem us and to call us your sons and your daughters, to forgive us of our sins and to give us an identity. Thank you that it's not about us, but it's all about you. And so may we live every day of our lives as a reflection of what you've done in us. And as we have been loved, may we so love others. For we ask this in your great and glorious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll check you next time.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5. Tune it in and rip the knob.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as
you're almost as good as he is. I don't know. How did the soundtrack go? Everything sound all right, y'all? Good deal.
Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.